All right. Good morning, my friend. I have a plan. Oh boy, this is so exciting. I feel like I'm finally clicking into alignment with these morning messages and getting a sense of what you're asking for and what I can authentically deliver for you. It's exciting when this happens, and we all have this extraordinary capacity to sense each other out, you know? We have this capacity so much more than we realize, than we're conscious of. And so what I'm sensing into is this practice of pointing out. A meditation teacher and my meditation teachers have always just pointed out the obvious so that I can get to know it. Getting to know the obvious, because most of the day we are living in our busy mind. We're stuck in thought and worry, doubt and fear, judgment, comparison. We're stuck in old patterns, limiting beliefs. And what a teacher can do, what a friend can do, and I'm just your friend here, is to point out the obvious, point out what you may be missing. And so for the last week or so, 2 weeks, we've been talking about the busy mind, and we just are tipping toe into our natural state. And our natural state is what's happening below thought, beyond thought, behind the mind, when we're not thinking, when we're not judging, comparing, worrying. It's this sense of clear space. It's this sense of clarity. And that's what I want to talk with you briefly about today, is clarity. Who doesn't want clarity? More clarity. I do. But in order to live with more clarity, we have to become familiar with what the clear mind feels like. And it's a clear body mind, by the way, because our body feels clear or unclear as well. There are those mornings you wake up and you may have gone to bed too late, or you had too much wine, or you had a heavy meal, or you went to bed with a problem and you woke up feeling unclear, foggy, groggy, sloggy. Is that a word? Sloggy? So we're talking about clarity, or those moments of real brightness, lightness, sparkliness. Those moments of a wakefulness or aliveness, you have them, and you just want to get to know them. You want to start pointing out in your own life the moments when you have clarity. And I can't tell you when that is. It could be first thing in the morning. It could be when you step outside. First thing in the morning, you take that deep breath. Today is just a glorious fall morning here in Philadelphia. It may be the moments when you are deep in work and you feel like you are just pinpointed on what you're doing. It may be moments when you are just at ease or in the shower. It's why we often have these amazing thoughts in the shower, because our mind is not churning and working so hard. There's this beautifully visceral sense of water flowing over our head, and our mind starts to shut down a bit. This is why meditation is so helpful, because we get to know our mind in moments of busyness and in moments of clarity. So the point of meditation is not to not think. The point of meditation is to get to know our minds in different states, in different mental patterns. So we practice formally so that we can then get to know ourselves as well throughout the active day. And we can start to glimpse moments of clarity. So clear mind, I talk about it in my book, and I've been referring back to On the Verge, just to give you reference. If you have a copy, you can open it up to the Clear Mind chapter, or you can check it out anywhere you find books these days. When you shift into a clearer state, you experience the world in high definition. Things start to make sense. And so here I am today just pointing out that you are already experiencing clarity throughout the day. Just turn up the noticing state. Notice the traits of your busy mind and notice those traits of clear mind or clarity when you feel more alert, stable, calm, strong, present, composed, at ease, spacious, sharp, settled, open, awake, clarity. That's your job for today. That's your homework. Go out there and find your moments and note them because they're really important to get to know. That's all I have today, my friend. I love you. I truly love you. I love this platform. I got to tell you, I'm having so much fun with it. So stay with me, connect with me, engage with me. Hey, I'm doing a free webinar series called How to Get Mentally Fit in a Fast-Changing World. I can't wait. I did it last December. It was crazy, crazy popular. And so you can find the link in the show notes. Join in. Let's do this. Let's continue to play together. Have a great day.